Blog Talk Radio.
Is the computer buffering? Your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp March 25th, 2021. Hope wherever you're at, you're in good spirits, good health, good rhythm, all that good stuff. I'm your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp. We do this every week. Get together with some of my folks, talk about the day, the week's mathematics, see what's popping in the week, see what's going on in the world and pop culture news, music, sports. Just whatever's going on in your life. We get together, we talk about it, crack some jokes, have some serious conversations, shed some tears, and just, you know, rap how people should rap. This ain't no internet talk, even though we're on the internet. This ain't no keyboard thugs. This is people expressing their views, how they view life, how they see life, how they enjoy life, how they're disappointed in life, and that's pretty much it. So if you want to call in, feel free to call in 929-477-3975. Got a late start. I'm trying to find my show notes from last week. Because I feel like I'm missing a show. And I try to make sure that whatever we talked about last week, whatever we got left over comes in this week. But I have a marking for 311. I don't have anything for 318. I know we had a show last week, didn't we? DJ C. Siren, welcome to the building. DJ C. Siren, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. I'm making it. Maintaining.
You sound awful. Your kid's wide awake. He's running through the house screaming anarchy. You just stabbed my mother. You made her a zombie. Gave her the second COVID shot. Your work has just been... People don't talk about... Shout out to my brother. I guess I just call him Dallas, Texas. I don't want to put his government name out there. But he really did something nice. He sent you some grub all the way from Dallas just because, you know, health workers, that's like the crazy thing about what people don't realize about with this vaccine. It's like, okay, you got crazy people in the world who want to take the vaccine. But I get it, you know. If you don't want to take the vaccine, that's your business. Everybody's an adult. Everybody has their opinions on it. But the deployment of the vaccine has came out so that people who do want it, people who aren't scared of science and the medical field, can get the vaccine. What isn't discussed is the workload that it creates when you're trying to get every person in America vaccinated. And that falls directly on your line of work. Like, once Trump stopped fucking up the vaccine and Biden came in and said, all right, we're going to get this rolling so people can get the vaccine, and your job's been hell.
I know.
And no one cares.
The one thing Trump wasn't pushing would be nice to have been about 6 more months without having to worry with it.
You ready? You want to vote for Trump now? You got to have your vote back?
The way I'm feeling today, if I didn't have a vaccine, just might.
But it isn't highlighted enough about... So you have this discussion with America, with our government, with just about how the government should handle this pandemic. And it's like, yo, we're Americans. We're one of the richest countries in the world. We should be able to get this vaccine. Now we got it. Now it's got to be given out to everybody. And it's like the people who are responsible for giving it out, like, y'all not getting any raises. y'all not getting any special treatment. No one's deploying more workers for you to handle this influx of basically new work that you got to do. You're just being told by your employer, hey, give out as many vaccines as possible because it's government money. This is where the business comes in. Your company's getting money from the government. And it's probably per vaccine that you give out. And because it's from the government and they don't even have to pay for it, it's nothing but profit. So they're trying to gain as much profit for, you know, basically to make up for the pandemic year. And they're putting all this stress on y'all. And, like, the regular people in the world, because I was one of them before I started dating you. I had no idea what you pharmacists done. I tell people all the time. I didn't know what took y'all so long. I was one of those people. Doctor hands your prescription. Read it. Go to the wall. Count the pills and put it in a bottle. Shouldn't take 5 minutes. I had no idea in depth of what y'all did. So there's a lot of ignorant people out there that was like me. So how do you feel? Like, are you at your wit's end with this? Like, you see an ending in sight?
Nope. Yep.
You said nope and then yep.
Well, am I at my wit's end and do I see it in sight? Yep. Nope.
That sucks. Like, you really want to quit your job?
Well, that.
I mean, it's just that, it's just like stress, though.
Oh, yeah. It's just adding extra and
you already had a stressful job.
Yeah. I mean, they knew that that would just be like pandemonium, but at least they knew that.
Did your job know it would be pandemonium?
Well, they did it in a way where it's appointment time, so you only do so many in a day, and it's only every 15 minutes, which sounds like a lot, but it's not a lot if you have other things that you have to do on top of that. So coming in, processing, putting in the prescription, or putting in the vaccine, having to fill out a form. If there's a problem with someone's insurance, you got to fix that, all that stuff. Get them in the chair, sit down, draw the vaccine, ring them out, because we have to do that too. Maybe put whatever receipt, fill out the vaccine card. Sit down, give the vaccine, tell them all, answer whatever questions, and then by the time you finish doing that, the next person, who usually arrives early, is...
So how much time do you think the deployment of this vaccine has added to your day? Like, if you didn't have to do these vaccines versus now that there's new work, how much more work in terms of minutes do you think is added to your day? Strictly by the deployment of this vaccine.
I don't think I can figure that out. I mean, it would be different if I wasn't in a particular situation that I'm in where I don't have anyone to help me. So that's different. So it wouldn't.
It's
be
okay. Hard. I mean, you don't have to add it up in your head. I know you're tired. You just got off. So,
but
go ahead, DJ C-Town. Go upstairs, take your clothes off, put your kid to bed. Get a drink and come back and join us.
Okay.
But shout out to all the healthcare workers out there who are out there doing tough work. They got mad new work added to their life, and no one really cares. New York, New York, to the building. Welcome, New York, New York. How you doing, my brother?
Thanks. I'm all in good spirits. How about you?
No complaints on here. No complaints on here, man. Just enjoying life, enjoying the day. Good weather up north. Sun shining. Did you take the laces down one hole in the Timbs to let the feet breathe a little? Oh,
look. The laces is never tied. They always sloppy, you heard? The ankles is always breathing. Every shoe that I got is a slip on. There ain't no tie, no. Ain't no tie, no shoestring. I haven't tied shoestrings in over 7 years.
Oh, my man. Well, glad to hear you. Glad you're on the off-ramp as always. Hey, so let me ask you something. So before we get into the serious stuff, so the versus battle between Ghostface and Raekwon, you're a native New Yorker. You're a fan of hip-hop. Shout out to Bam Alexander, just dropped a new new track. Go check out that Popovich freestyle. I didn't realize you can still buy the music on iTunes. Like, I had to call them. And I was like, yeah, how do you buy your music? Because I'm just used to going on iTunes and downloading. So, everybody out there, go check out my man Bam Alexander. Tough little track. He's a talented kid. So, New York. Raekwon versus Ghostface. Do you care?
Hell yeah. You got to care about that. You got to care. I definitely watched that. I tuned in for that one. That shit was beautiful. I ain't even going on.
That was New York on full display. Like, those two were New York full display. But I felt like, I mean, I'm just guessing, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, like, as close as we are, like, it's not like we grew up together. But I would have thought that Ghostface and Raekwon would be a little before your time. Are those two one of the artists that you had to go back to? Or being from New York, you just heard it all the time, even growing up?
I mean, it's the same way. I heard about it, but the official thing that actually, like, turned me on, like, the Wu-Tang was the little Ice Cream record that Raekwon had. Because all I can remember that, I think back in the day, it was called MTV Jams and not BET Jams. I think they used to, or BET, they used to play that, record back in the day. I was like, oh, that's my favorite song. And I found out about Cream and everything else about that. So I was like, yeah. Then Ghost, yeah, he one of the style inspirations. Like, yo, he get fly like a Harlem cat, yo. So, I mean, it all go together.
Ghost is one of my favorite rappers, because I think he's one of them dudes. The whole Wu-Tang style is like this. I don't know if it's just Long Island or what. But the way they talk, like, their slang is just, it's like its own language. Like, it's all English. But, like, you have to really read the lyrics. Because, like, if you just memorize the lyrics, you still be like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Like, I don't really understand what they're saying. But, like, if you read the lyrics, you can get the context and get the definitions through the context and all that stuff. But Ghostface, like, I think he has the greatest talking to women records of all time. Like, they are so disrespectful, yet so funny, yet so loving, and so creative, that Ghostface has catapulted into, like, my top, like, five favorite rappers of all time. And that's a tough list for me. Because, of course, it's all personal. But I was able to catch the Ghostface and Raekwon. I had to catch it afterwards because I'm in the NCAA tournament zone. So I thought that basketball is way more important than that. But those are two of, I mean, besides Raekwon's Immobility album, like Raekwon, like, has some classics. Now I'm going to bring my brother Blur in here, because Blur didn't think it was going to be entertaining. Hey, Blur, watch the background noise, dude. But Blur didn't think it was going to be entertaining because he didn't think that they had enough hits to reach the 20 mark without each other. So, Blur, were you able to watch the Ghostface and Raekwon battle?
Yeah, I'm family. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You got the mic on? New mic? No homo?
I don't know if that's no homo or not, but yeah, I got the new podcasting mic hooked up to the shirt, the little lapel joint, looking professional. Little Braxton T. Pin to use or whatever. I caught the first half of it. It's not like I thought it was good, but I mean, it wasn't the best ever. And so since I didn't catch the second half of it, I do plan on going to watch the rest of it. Since I didn't catch the second half, I don't know if they have 20 hits a piece without relying on each other. Just like you said, I don't know if they have 20 hits. Now, that said, I know in verses, you don't always play just hits. Like, we saw the Sean P and Keisha Cole. We know they don't got 20 hits a piece. So they had to go digging in the crates and find some of the other stuff. I don't know if I wanted that from Ghost and Ray, because they have so many joints together, like, they can just rock out.
Which is kind of what happened. But see, it comes to the definition of what's a hit, right? What's considered a hit? Because there are street hits. There are commercial hits. Like, there's a lot of things that people call hits that
we don't even like?
As a fan of Wu-Tang, and I'm not even a huge fan of Wu-Tang. Like, I love Ghost. I think Raekwon's Only Built for Cuban Links is the second greatest rap album of all time. But I think that they've had enough music separately and together and with Wu, with the street like music, that I thought it was highly entertaining. I kind of wish, I don't really wish that I saw it live so I could have put it on the big TV with the big surround sound and all that stuff, because I really, really enjoy basketball, and we can get into the tournament. I really love this tournament. I really enjoy March Madness. March Madness to me is the greatest sport event in America. But before we get on March Madness, I mean, what's your thoughts on the New York Knicks? Did you sit there and watch it? Did you think that they had enough hits to play, or was it just more of a vibe for you?
I think for me it was more of a vibe, for real. I mean, I wouldn't classify it. When you talk about it, I would have to know the definition of a hit in order to talk about it in a conversation, but I think it was just more of a vibe for me. It brought me back to a different type of era, or it brought me back to that type of New York era.
So I guess I'm going back to you, Burden. What do you consider, like, a hit? Because they're talking about Usher versus Chris Brown. I'm sure they have 20 hits. Me personally, I'm pretty sure it's like 10 hits that both have that are popular to the rest of the population that I won't think is good. But, you know, they're pretty successful. Like, what do you consider, like, if you took the Ludacris versus Nelly battle? Like, neither one of them had 20 hits, but they got 20 really, really, really good to great records. And I thought Raekwon and Ghost had the same exact thing.
Well, see, here's the way I'll differentiate Ludacris and Nelly. I'm talking radio. I'm talking hits. I mean, like, things that would play on the radio. Now, I know those aren't always the hits. And definitely isn't always the joints that rock and that people like. I'm talking singles, things that would be played as singles that – I mean, maybe not necessarily radio plays. You know, radio got to be safe and shit. But, you know, like, the ones that are meant to be singles. I think Ludacris and Nelly both had 20 tracks of these that were, you know, they weren't, like, top five billboards, but they were like, oh, yeah, these were the singles. These were the joints that we were pushing that were trying to get rocking in the club, or that we were trying to, like, you know, get on commercials that were playing on the radio. I mean, you were guaranteed to hear this once every hour on, I mean, Hot 97 or Power 99 or something like that. I didn't think Raekwon and Ghost had 20 of those. Now, they do got shit for the streets, absolutely, which I love. I mean, I don't know about second best rapper of all time. I love Ghost, though. I definitely love Ghost. My favorite Wu-Tang rapper, but, yeah, I don't know if they got 20 things, that 20 tracks outside of what they have together that would you would think you were going to hear on the radio at some point. Even, like, you know, I mean, the... Well, 8 o'clock mix or the 9 o'clock mix, Hot 99, shit like that. You know, when the DJs really go deep, I don't think they got 20 of those a piece.
Well, I didn't say Ghostface was the second greatest rapper of all time. I said Only Built for Cuban Links is the second greatest rap album of all time to me. And I'm not even like a huge, again, I'm not a huge Wu-Tang fan. Like my favorite rapper is Biggie and then Redman. Like, I've listened to their albums before I listened to anything Wu-Tang or anything. But, you know, and again, Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style to me is the greatest rap album ever created, if you're asking me. Just taking all, if I'm trying to take all my bias out, that's how I felt about Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style and Only Built for Cuban Links. But radio doesn't mean anything. Like, there's a whole lot of songs on the radio that aren't good. Like, that's just payola. That ain't, like, it wasn't like when we were coming up. And then even, like, in the midst of us being in high school, and again, you're a little bit younger, but, like, DJs don't break records now. It's just about what the label pays to get played, right? So when Ice Cream, what New York New York was just talking about, when Ice Cream came out, like, that was a radio hit just because people loved it so much. It wasn't that Wu-Tang paid a bunch of radio stations. People just loved that record. Like, that was a radio record. But if you put that out now, like, they would never put that on the radio. They wouldn't even.
Yeah, I think they might. And I don't know. I mean, whoever Wu-Tang was tied with, Def Jam, whoever they were with, Arista Records, maybe they paid to play it. Or maybe that was one that was actually just worked, that the people loved it. I remember, I don't even know what grade we was in back then, but I remember, like, going to parties and stuff, and that shit would go. So they, I don't think they really need to pay to have that one played. That was going to work.
But see, now that was the famous thing about Wu-Tang. So Wu-Tang was under, shit, oh, man, I should know this. I want to say I believe it was Capitol Records, but they signed non-competitive clauses. So Wu-Tang as a group, I want to say, was under Capitol, but Method Man was under Def Jam. I think Raekwon and Ghost was under Columbia. Like, they were all on different labels individually, but as a collective, I want to say Capitol Records, but I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure B is listening. It's probably going to shoot me a text like, how the fuck do you all know this? DJ, she's hiring me back now. She probably knows this. But I don't know if they were paying for Ice Cream to drop. Like, when ODB had Shimmy Shimmy Y'all, Shimmy Yeah, Shimmy Yeah, like, I don't know if that was, like, that was a radio record just because people liked it. I don't think it's like today where, like, they're just going to put Lil Nas X on rotation because he has a huge following, not because that song is good. Now, that country song he dropped was a classic. You know, I mean, I can't deny that. But, like, nowadays,
that's an interesting conversation. I don't mean to cut you off, but let me ask, what do you think now? What do you think that's currently, and you might not even know, I know I don't really listen to the radio, what do you think is a popular song right now that you don't like? You feel like, yo, that's only out because they paid to have that played? Or a recent song?
I mean, I don't listen to the radio, though. So it'd be tough to know. I mean, my son has a lot of songs on his playlist. So he's got this, like, Spot 'em, Got 'em, and Little Baby song. And I think Little Baby is talented. I think he's really, really talented. Not much versatility, but I think he's a superstar in to the general masses, but I think he has some talent. But he has the song with Spot 'em, Got 'em, and I don't know if it's popular because it's a good song or if it's just because it's a popular TikTok dance. And then like we were discussing earlier, who pays TikTok to make this song into a dance? And I'm in New York, New York. You can jump in because I know you're in the mix with a lot of these things, but I don't know if that song is great.
Hold on. Don't come back to me. Let me listen to the first 30 seconds of it real quick. Because I don't listen to radio either.
So you ain't even heard it yet. So, I mean, I come back to you. See, New York, New York, I would think you would know this type of stuff just because it's your age bracket. I know you're older than that.
Oh, nah. I know what you're talking about. You talking about that beatbox joint. I heard that. The little dual gun challenge where they throw it. I heard that.
But I don't
like it.
But so then the question is, why is it popular? Are we just old? Was it payola? Is it Little Baby?
Do you think that song gets popular
just because people like them?
I mean, when you say popular, it don't have to be people like them. I mean, again, if someone gets played, if you hear something enough, you know, get that earworm. It grows on you over time because it'd be something like you don't like at first, but especially if you're a person who listens to the radio, you hear it every 30 minutes, you start to grow, you start to like it. So, I mean, it's definitely some of that payola, that pay-to-play. But on things like TikTok, all it has to have is a beat and something catchy real quick. TikTok's like, what, 10 seconds? So, I mean, you get something that's quotable or something that's going to be able to be looped really good. You good for TikTok and the challenges.
You know, to answer your question in New York, New York, I'm going to come right back to you. The last song that I heard that got really popular that I think was strictly because it was good, who's the stripper Puerto Rican rapper?
Cardi B.
Cardi B. When she dropped Bodak Yellow, I don't think that was for the radio. I don't think that was payola. I think she took Kodak Black's song and made a really, really good rap over it. And people loved it, naturally. I think that was the last thing I heard that I was like, no way somebody thought this was going to work in the industry. I think WAP was like an industry record. But I think the last thing that I heard that I think people just liked in the masses, I'm talking about across America, was like Bodak Yellow.
Now, what's something you think that people didn't like that was getting like crazy, crazy burn?
Say that one more time, boy.
What's something that you think people didn't like or still getting like crazy burn and crazy radio play? Again, no, I don't really listen to the radio, but something that is being pushed. You'd be like, yeah, that's the label behind that, or that's somebody putting some money behind it.
Cardi B's up. That song sucks.
And it's topping charts.
It's like number two on the Billboard. It's awful.
Bad.
See, the problem with that, and I was thinking something similar, but I don't know if that's just the popularity of Cardi B. Like, I don't really know if somebody has to push that. They'd be like, ooh, the new Cardi B song, you know, the chicks, the young chicks, I think it's going to run to it.
There you go.
She could do the bitch on the cow thing all over again, and the chicks would love it.
Who's a cow? Oh, the Doja Cat?
Yeah, that shit.
So she got popular from a song called Bitch, I'm a Cow.
Oh, yeah. Well, Doja,
she's talented.
I like Doja Cat.
She's just racist. She don't like black people. She's like Meghan Markle.
She was able to use TikTok, though, as a platform successfully, but she's also really big with social media, the reason why she was in a racist cat. But she also would say when she first started out, she would say, hey, do y'all like this song? What do you think I should do with this song? But she got a lot of feedback from people that followed her.
Same thing Little Baby did while he was in jail.
Yeah, so I didn't know about that. But, so she really, like, listened to the people that had started following her, and she would talk to, you know, so she's really big in that way, too, in terms of that. I particularly like her music. Not everything she does, but I seem to be drawn by like most of her songs, and I try not to.
I think she's talented. I mean, to be a self-hated black woman, she's pretty talented.
Yeah.
She's good looking too.
Yeah.
Damn shame. I hope she finds the white man of her dreams.
I'm sure she has.
Well, I'm sure she will. If she didn't yet, I'm sure she will.
Hey, Harry's already taken. You got to find another one. All right, so anybody got anything left on Ghost and Raekwon? No? All right, cool. Now, New York Beer, I'm going to give you the floor real quick. Anything particularly you want to talk about?
Oh, nah, let's get to it.
All right. I can't believe it's been 30 minutes already. Hey, shout out to Hov and his family. Hov couldn't join us this week. Probably MX, same reason, man. Both of them lost family this past week, young family. So our prayers are with y'all. Hope y'all doing all right. I'm pretty sure y'all listening on our side, but, you know, y'all need anything, holler at me. You know, we all family all here on the off-ramp. Give the family our best. All right, so not an easy segue after that, but I'll say Blur. Blur, you're up next. Anything particularly you want to talk about before I get into the topics?
Well, you know what? I don't say it's particular, but I posed this like a week or so ago, and I don't know if we ever got to it. This might not be the time, but allow me to, if I can remember the details just a little bit. There's a college football coach. When he was at LSU, He did some foul shit. He was a dirty man. He was a dirty, dirty man.
Les Miles. I was a fan.
All right, he was a dirty man at LSU. I mean, not getting into all the particulars, but he had an apartment, like, off campus that he would have co-eds come by. It got to the point he was telling people, like, yo, we need to have big-breasted blonde chicks working in the athletic department because that's what recruits like. He's right. Recruits probably do want to see that. It got to the point where LSU wouldn't allow him to be in the office or be in the room with female co-eds by himself. Dirty man. Dirty man. Yeah.
Preview man.
He got fired by LSU, partly because of how he was acting. He got hired at a new school.
Not true.
He didn't get hired?
No, he got fired from LSU because he started losing.
That's part of the thing, like, because I don't think that he got fired at his new school just because of the bullshit either. But he got hired at a new school.
Yeah.
And after a year or so at the new school, he got fired again, and they were saying it's because of things that he did at LSU.
Nope. Like, they lying. Because if you make Kansas a good football team, he'd still be there being a creepy old man. And that's what's sad. Like, when I joke around with DJC Siren about being a feminist and all that stuff, like, I couldn't imagine having a daughter and her coming over to my house, coming back home from college. Like, hey, I got to tell you that the head coach of the football team, locked me in his office and told me to give a massage. Like, there's no way that he's going to live. Like, well, he's probably going to live because I'm at the age where, like, I'm probably too old to really choke someone out to the death. Like, I'll probably get tired and pass out myself. But he's going to know I'm there. And I can't believe that people allow these things to just go on. Now, I understand that sometimes there's some confusion between men and women. Men read the wrong signals. Men sometimes feel like women give us the wrong signals. And look, I've been there where I thought a girl was feeling me, and she wasn't. I've been there where a girl was like, well, you know, I liked you. Why'd you start dating her? And I'm like, I didn't know you liked me. So I get it. Signals get crossed up. But when you're like 60 and you got a 20-year-old in your office and you have to lock the door behind her, like, you should not be working in college. And I was a huge fan of Les Miles because I'm a huge fan of LSU. And I don't know how a father hasn't gone up there and tried to kill him.
Well, so I mean, I think it depends because you don't know what exactly happened. I'm pretty sure he was being creepy. I believe he was being creepy. But did he do anything that would result in physical violence or things that are like, yo, come near my daughter again, I'm putting you down? Like, sometimes people could get a warning. Like, and then sometimes people just do some shit like, nah, you don't get no warning from that. It's one strike and you out. I don't know if he did any one strike and you out type shit.
Bruh, you closed the door on my 20-year-old daughter and lock her in. I don't give a fuck. You might not even have touched her, but if you lock her in a room without her consent, there's no reason why. No, fuck that. You should never lock the door with someone's daughter in there unless you know it's about to go down. And if you're 70 and Les Miles and you're locking 20-year-olds in your office, somebody should punch you in your face. You might not need to die. We can talk about the Colorado shooter later. He needs to die, even though you'll probably argue with me on that, Blair. The Colorado shooter needs to die. Les Miles don't need to die, but he needs to be punched in the face by a father. So anytime he
I'm looking at just the type of punishment. Yeah, you want to put the hands on him? Yeah, I'm not saying you don't put him down permanently, but yeah, everybody deserves. He definitely deserves a punch in the face, 100%.
Well, if he's my daughter, I'm gonna try to kill him. I just hope someone stops me. I'm not saying he deserves to die, but I'm saying if that's my daughter, I'm going to try to kill him. Could you imagine if a coach? Now, you got a son, New York, you can feel it hop in because me and Blair are just going back and forth. DJ C-Sign, hop in too. We're just having a good conversation. I have a son, right? If a coach was gay, because there are gay coaches out there. No. I want to make this conversation gay. I want to make this conversation a homo. If my son was playing for a coach, and then my son goes into his office, and he locks the door behind my son and says, come and rub on my shoulders. And my son is like, yeah, what are you doing? I'm not comfortable with that. And he says, no, it's okay. As soon as my son calls me, again, I hope I probably don't have the stamina anymore, but I'm going to try to kill that coach. I don't understand, y'all know me. I don't get emotional about things. So there's no way you should try to take advantage of kids. Like, I understand 20-year-olds are adults. But for all of us that's 30 and over, we understand when we were 20, we were still just kids. We were just allowed to do more. You're using your power at that point to try and influence a kid to do something that you know that little 20-year-old blonde ain't rubbing Les Miles nuts because she wants to.
I don't know. And I do agree with you, maybe not. But I don't know, just because, I mean, football coaches get paid money. 20-year-olds like money. I mean, people of all life like money. So I'm pretty sure there was definitely some.
Then you shouldn't have to lock the door. She should want to lock the door. Let her lock the door if she's comfortable. If she doesn't want anybody to come in and see what y'all about to do, let her lock the door. The moment you lock the door without her knowing, you're up to something creepy. It just became creepy.
I think he's creepy. I don't think he should have been fired from his current job. Not for the reason. I think that's a bullshit reason that they gave for firing him. Because I don't believe for one second that they hired him without knowing what he did at LSU, what type of person he was.
Well, are you saying that you just want transparency on why they fired him? Because they fired him because he wasn't a good Kansas football coach. It wasn't because of these allegations, because they knew about these allegations. Everybody in LSU knew about these allegations. There's no way that people didn't know about these allegations. We might not have known.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I think that's fucked up. And again, you a creep, you make your bed, you lay in it. You don't do creepy shit, and then people can't keep throwing that creepy shit up in your face. I think Canada's like, yo, they was cool with the creepy shit. They was cool with him being a perv as long as he was going to win. Now, granted, I don't think they gave him enough time to win, but whatever. He didn't win. They're like, all right, you a perv. Get out of here. You ain't getting no money. If I was them, I'm like, yo, you knew I was a perv before. You hired the perv, and now you got to pay this perv. But they
now
using him.
Nah, go ahead. I was just cracking the joke. You good. You hired the perv.
Now I'm just saying, they're using his pervy past as a reason to fire him without paying him what they owe him. Fucked up. I mean, I'm never going to defend this little creepy dude, but right is right, wrong is wrong. You knew what you was getting when you hired him. You got to pay that man.
Yes, right is right, wrong is wrong. And if you're a perv, you give someone a reason to get out. So that's on you. Don't be a perv, you get your money. Whether you're a bad football coach or not, right is right, wrong is wrong.
And you're too old not to learn. Like, understand that this behavior is what's causing you problems.
But he's a powerful man in the South. And you got with DJ C side, I'm trying to get you to understand this.
Well, when he's fired.
Well, he wasn't fired because he was being a perv. He was fired because he wasn't winning football games.
Still not.
It's not, and that's what's the shame about, like, the whole women and aspect. I'm going to bring my man M extra money. We were just talking about you. Hope you and the family are doing well. We're talking about Les Miles being a creepy, creepy old man. You got a daughter going to college. How would you feel if you found out a coach called your daughter into his office and then locked the door and then asked her to give him a massage?
And I found out about it.
Yeah, so like he didn't do anything to her, but she told you I was uncomfortable.
Yeah, we're going like, I'm gonna have some words. I'm having some words with him.
I'm gonna have some words first,
and then there's gonna, then the hands come. It depends on what he say to the words I got to. So, there's levels to it. There's levels to it this time. It's gonna be like always level.
Yeah,
but nah, that's crazy.
Hey,
I didn't know about that story. That's crazy.
Yeah, so Les Miles. I mean, and that's what topics Blair brought up just to catch you up. Yeah, because Les Miles got fired from LSU, got hired at Kansas to be their head coach and try to bring Kansas a good football team. And all these things came out about Les Miles being a creepy old man. To like what Blair was saying, like he told people to hire big-breasted white women in the athletic office because that's what they want to see. That's what recruits want to see. That's what, you know what I mean? He ain't lying. But it's different if you say, yo, hire beautiful women in this office because we're trying to bring kids here than you trying to hit on these kids. DJ Tish Siren, I know you're shaking your head, but I hate to tell you, 18 to 22-year-old men want to see beautiful women.
Yeah, but if people are going to hire because of that, then
that's it. Understandable. We should always hire the most qualified women and the most qualified men. But that ain't reality. We see that versus black and white. That ain't reality. I'm just telling you that I withstand what he was trying to say, except that he started going at these young ladies. And that's when it's like, yo, he can't coach him. You can't have a person like that around kids, in my opinion. You just can't trust them. Because once the power becomes, oh, snap, is Dame Little hurt? Oh, that ain't good. Mm-hmm. But once the power becomes influential over how kids feel, then you got to cut ties. So, Blur, you're right. You're right. Should Kansas have lied and said that Les Miles got fired because he was a creepy old man at LSU? No. But he was a creepy old man at LSU, and if you're a terrible football coach, you can't be terrible and creepy. You can't have it. You can't be both.
That's fucked up. You're right. You can't be creep, and you can't be terrible. But once you're a creep, I do feel bad. I will say that not for him, per se, but I feel bad for people who do shit in their past and can never live it down. Like, especially in my profession, working in the legal field, you hear all the time about people fucking up. It can be one simple mistake, and it just haunts them for the rest of their life. And that's not the case here with Les Miles, because Les Miles wasn't one simple mistake. It was just him being a creepy old man. But, yo, he'll never be able to have – and I think he only had one season at Kent, one real season. Like, he didn't have a chance to build a program. So, say he turns his life around, he'll never have an opportunity to prove that because soon as he don't hit the ground running and start off coming straight out the chute winning shit, oh, nah, we can't have him in our program. He doesn't represent what we're trying to do here. We got to let him go. I do think that's fucked up.
No, that's not true. Because the Louisville coach, he was out here smashing one of the girls on campus while he was married and got in that motorcycle accident, went to some small school, and he just got hired on as a head coach. I want to say at Arkansas.
Nobody care about you cheating on your wife, though. Don't nobody care about that. Because it wasn't like he was being creepy. He just had a young girlfriend. Don't nobody care about that. She was willingly with dude.
That's horseshit, because I've just seen a whole bunch of memes about a dude cheating on his wife that I had no idea existed. Who gave this man the name Jackson spelled like that?
No.
You should have known he was going to be crazy.
That's what bothers me most about the whole thing.
Every time I looked at his name, I kept thinking it was a typo. I had no idea who this human being was. And now they're talking about his wife. So you can't blur that horseshit, because My timeline has been blown up about a dude cheating on his wife, and dudes cheat on their wives every day. Girls cheat on their husbands every day. But for some reason, this one has been popular to the point where I saw it, and I have no idea who these people are. So you can't say.
All right, let me. I want to hear DJ Desire's point of view on this, but let me just say this. That is true. I think I seen dude video one time, and I was like, I'm not listening. What kind of bullshit is this? But I think people like pointing out hypocrisy. I don't think they care that he was cheating on his wife. They care that him talking all this bullshit about men and how men are supposed to act, and then he doing the exact opposite. If he was just a regular dude, wouldn't nobody give a fuck? Oh, but you over here trying to preach to motherfuckers, and you doing the exact opposite? Oh, now that's when the timeline light up.
Yo, hypocrisy, yo. Stop that shit. Yo, that's my tagline.
I gotta put that on the t-shirt. Well, DJ Cesar's gotta put that on the t-shirt for you.
Yo,
but DJ Cesar,
I agree, Blur.
Try that, Maxtra. And then DJ Cesar.
Nah, I'm just saying. Go ahead, DJ Cesar. I just wanted to just get my plug in, yo, my line.
I really agree with Blur. Basically, I think we might have had the same experience encountering. No, but I might have seen one video from him because his face looked familiar, so I'm pretty sure someone might have shared something with him saying something. I probably said, I just don't understand the whole concept of him, you know, of how I guess people were really into, I guess, what he was saying in terms of relationships. And it might just be that they are really more in, like you said, really more into just catching him in a lie. And maybe the fact that he, I guess, made money, has a following, has books for, you know, the opposite, and then find out that he's really cheating. I think people do eat that up. Like, that is something that you really do, like, emotionally people just, like, cling to because it's, like, something to talk about. But, yeah, I don't know who the people are involved in stuff anyways, truthfully.
That's crazy, though. Hey, have y'all ever tripped and fell up the stairs and, like, spilled a whole bunch of food?
I know it's real random.
But I fell up the stairs.
I mean, I'm sure at one point somebody has all done that.
Well, I'm an
athlete. I'm an athlete, so I don't do that.
Oh, yeah. I had my flip-flops on earlier, and I was carrying up a plate of fish with some mustard, and I spilled the mustard all along the steps. And, like, the stain is still there.
I feel like I'm just going to throw out the carpet part.
I thought this was a safe place. Please. But, all right, so anybody got anything else on that?
Hold on, yeah, before you move on, man, I got to ask DJ Cesar the question. It's about homie wife. I need to know if Gun and Cheat, is she sitting down doing a video holding a hand looking crazy like old chick? Is she gonna ride with you if you got called out by the public like that?
Of course. I guess it's the problem, he's so active in social media, but we don't have to sit down and say, you can say whatever you want to the public. I'm not sitting there looking all crazy. She looked crazy, and she looked busted, too, but
see, you only said that because she dark skin.
No, she looked fine, but when she was
sitting, you just said she looked busted.
Meaning how she was dressed, with a little beanie on, like, why didn't they have her dress look nice before the video?
I didn't think she looked bad. I thought she looked like a little African princess. She got a scully on. I didn't think she looked bad.
Yeah, I thought she looked a little homely.
She just got cheated on.
She can't look nice.
She probably told me something.
Well, I'm not
going to
make a video then if I'm going through that. But no, I thought that was just odd. But I mean, if she's supporting them, I guess. But no, I wouldn't sit holding no hand.
Can we have the conversation that maybe it was her fault that he cheated?
How can someone else make you do something? That's being a weak person.
No one else, I agree. No one else can make you do something.
What did you just say?
Are you going to let me finish my thought? But we don't know if she constantly ignored him and he tried to make efforts and had a moment of weakness. She should share some blame if that's true. If he tried to communicate his frustrations and she chose not to help, if he tried to communicate his issues and she chose to ignore him, she should share some blame on why he said, fuck it.
I got a special guest. It's called man Kumo D. She's got some words on this. Can you allow?
I don't
guest?
See her. Of course,
I
everybody's
know.
Welcome in. I don't see a phone number on the thing, but. You know, Cool Modi, any guest of yours is a guest of the rant.
Hey, here she go right now.
Hello. Thank you for having me. So,
hey, Cool Modi, welcome to the off rant.
What's going on? So, Mrs. Jackson, the wife, has posted some kind of alarming type posts. The finding out that her husband has cheated. What I'm going to say is, this is not well. She's not. If you have seen her live, she did a live after the two of them did their, you know, where she's in the bonnet, hat, beanie, whatever you want to call it, looking homely. She's really not well, and I said,
because
she does look homely.
She
looks homely. She does look homely. I agree. She does look homely. But I'm more worried at the fact that she's not mentally stable. And I think she has some trauma in her life. Like, she talks about in her post on her IG page that, you know, she experienced some, you know, sexual trauma or rape early prior to their marriage. And I feel like he walked in knowing this and exploited the hell out of her. She's not well. If you go to her page and listen to the stuff she's been saying, post all of this, you know, the beanie, and she had fatigues on yesterday, and it's the armor of salvation. Like, ma'am, they both need to just shut up and, like, stop talking. Just stop. Go lay low. Just shut up. Because every time they open their mouth, it gets worse and worse. And social media, Black Twitter, everybody is dragging her. She needs to just stop. She's not well. And he exploited her. It's him. He exploited her.
Well, then let me ask you this. And this is a problem I have with women. And maybe I'm wrong. She's the one that got cheated on. Why is everybody dragging her? Like, shouldn't everyone run to her defense?
It was her fault.
I didn't say it was her fault. I said she should share some of the blame if we're having an elevated discussion. If, and I always use the word if, he expressed his concerns. But how come everyone's not supporting her right now? Like, shouldn't everybody be attacking him? I don't know, because I'm not familiar with the situation. I've never taken relationship advice from anyone I didn't know. I only take relationship advice from people I know who are in and out of relationships, because I know how they think, they know how I think, and that's how I look at it.
I don't understand
relationships.
I am supporting her in a sense. Like, he married her knowing all of the trauma that she walked into the relationship with. Like, he knew that walking in. Like, I have a woman that is not completely, like, full. She's a bit broken, and I got to work with that. Now, I don't know if Sif looks the way that she does on a daily basis. I mean, if that's the case, I can see why he might not be enticed by her, because that's what she's coming with every day. I'm not saying that's an excuse for him to cheat on her, but in a sense, I do feel bad for her a little bit, but I think she knew before he said.
I mean,
she had to have known. But if you read her post, it's crazy. Like, I kid you not, the what she posted yesterday about, like, it's off the chain about, you know, being fixated with women and how they ejaculate and things of this nature. Like, she's talking about all of that. Being fixated because that's what he was, like, something's not right with her. Something is not, like, she has not dealt with the trauma from her past.
She's fixated on women ejaculating?
Yeah, she talks about it in her IG post. Like, just
how do
really,
women
like,
ejaculate?
Watching, like, what pleases him, and
she was a sister wife.
I don't know, but she's not right. Like I just told, and actually I said it was to a point where it's like, sis, blink twice if you need some help, because something ain't right.
She what was that movie? Get Out.
Get Out. That's exactly what comes to my mind. When I think about her,
I'm just mad. I'm just mad y'all firing up women with a do-rag. Like, now I don't know you, cool Modi, so I'm not gonna put you in there. But my wife, she gonna go right on upstairs and throw a do-rag on. There's do-rags all over this crib.
And I'm not mad at it. You know, I'm not mad at her. It didn't bother me one bit, right? It didn't bother me. Now, could she have come a little bit better? Yes. But she's the victim in a sense. So I'm like, since some as you are, but damn, like, you really look. Because it looked like she had a bonnet on. It really did. And he clarified it. He said, no, it's a hat. But Black Twitter, Black IG, Black Facebook don't want to hear that. Bitch, you got a bonnet on. Why you got a bonnet on? You can come.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why y'all love Erykah Badu. All she do is rock big-ass do-rags. Y'all love.
But Erykah didn't have a bonnet on. Like, Erykah did. It looked like a bonnet.
I don't know what
that's,
it
that's what I'm saying.
I honestly,
it looked like a bonnet.
What's the difference between a bonnet?
And dude, Erykah has one of them wraps, some African wraps. That's different. This
I don't
like
know
a
the difference.
Bonnet.
Me neither.
What's a bonnet?
Come on.
What's
they,
a bonnet?
They all look like do-rags you wear in the shower. Like some of you wear in the shower, some
old,
of you don't.
Old Baduism, Erykah, that is a African head wrap. That's a fashion wrap. That is not the same as you go to the beauty store on the corner. Can I get a bonnet that costs $2.99? That's a bonnet.
Hey,
what bonnet you put over your little rollers, your wrap? That's a bonnet. No.
What's more African than a black do-rag?
I'm gonna need you to go and see your local beauty store and see the difference between a bonnet and a do-rag. Two totally different concepts.
Yeah, I've seen Black Panther, y'all. All them colors is fake. Yeah, I'm rapping the black. Black is beautiful.
All them colors ain't fake. You didn't just insulted Africa.
Africa. And probably Black do-rags. All right, Blair, you got anything else?
Now, I'll just say this. I mean, if he was to take his own advice, no matter what she did, whether she was fucking him, ignoring him, or whatever, he was supposed to just leave and not cheat. So clearly he wasn't listening to his own advice, which, I mean, is the reason he getting dragged now. And it is fucked up. Even whatever it was, hat, bonnet, do-rag, head wrap, scarf, that's not how you present your wife, you know what I mean, after you just did her dirty. Because that was just a bad look all around.
See, that's sexist on your part. What do you mean that's not how you present your wife? Your wife presents herself however she feels like. I don't tell my wife what to dress like and what to look like. She's an adult. She's grown. You know, what do you mean that's not how you present your wife? She should wear whatever she wants. If she, what happened to LL Cool J around the way, girl? Two bamboo earrings, at least two pairs.
Around the way, girl.
And that's cool. You can be an around the way girl looking fly. Sometimes you got to step in. If you love your partner, you got to stop them from doing wrong and hurting themselves. So yeah, if you see DJ T-Sari about to walk out the crib looking crazy, as her husband, you should step in like, yo, babe, you sure that's what you want to wear? You ain't, see, I mean, did you just buy a new pair of jeans or something?
Making him look stupid.
Go ahead, Cool Mo D, what'd you say?
I said she should have came on there looking like $1 million, making him look stupid. But you're right, I get it. She could come however she chose to come, how she came. I ain't knocking her. Again, I thought she could have came. I mean, she didn't look terrible. When I found out it really wasn't a bonnet, I was like, okay, it's not a bonnet. But you can't tell Black Twitter that it's a bonnet to them, and they just dragged her to be complete mud.
The only thing I blame her is that she should have known what she was going to get when she married a dude named Jackson with no O.
How his name is spelled. I think he did that as like his moniker for like his personality.
That makes it evil.
I think
that
he
makes
pinned that
worse.
Name for
his. Yeah. That makes it even worse. That's like dudes who shave all their facial hair off. They're guaranteed to be creeps. Never trust a dude who shaves all his facial hair off. And he's not in the military.
Just don't.
Yeah, if they're in the military, they got no excuse. If they're just a regular human being and they have no facial hair, you can't trust them. There's something wrong.
You gotta watch the people with the little patch of hair under their lip too, and no facial hair too. You gotta throw them in too.
Oh, the Hitler joint? Yeah, once you rock the Hitler, yo.
No, not the Hitler. The little patch under the bottom lip, yo. The little patch in the bottom lip.
Oh, the soul
lip.
Patch.
The little soul patch. The little flavor saver.
Samuel Jackson had a soul patch and cornrows in the movie Soul Man, which I say is a classic. I don't know if y'all have ever seen it, but the movie is Samuel Jackson and Bernie Mac. And it's hilarious. But the fact that they made Samuel Jackson have a soul patch and gray cornrows is awful. Like, I don't know who did that to him. It was awful. But if y'all have never seen that movie, it's funny. But, yeah, never trust a man with no facial hair or a soul patch, or just a soul patch. So y'all got anything left on this Jackson character? I think y'all should
move on.
And look, Blur, I'm going to just let you know, I tell DJ sometimes, so you can tell y'all not married. I tell DJ sometimes, I don't care what she can bring the shower cap to bed. Just get naked. I'll be all right with everything else. Just put it, you can, I don't care if you got a bonnet on. Yeah. You're not in front of a camera. Try not to get in front of a camera naked. Unless you think you can make a lot of money in OnlyFans. I'm all about entrepreneurship. Alright, hey, did y'all see, before we get into another one of the issues, did y'all see the Australian mice video I sent y'all? Did anybody look at it? If I sent it to y'all, I wish y'all would have looked at it. Alright, so we can't talk about it. But mice have
I looked at it.
Australia.
Shit is nasty.
Yeah, I looked at it too.
Okay, so y'all did see. Okay, so Blur seeing it. New York seen it. New York, what did you think of that video? Australia is infested by mice. What did you think of that video? I sent you.
Look, first of all, Australia is not from this earth. They got so many things on that place alone. Like, yo, it's just crazy. And then I never thought like seeing mice or rats or stuff would bother me, but that video, I caught the chills, yo. I caught the chills. I had to turn it off. I ain't even see the whole video. I seen the first 5 seconds. I had to turn it off. That was crazy.
Yo, you gotta watch the whole video. Blur, what'd you think of the video I said?
Burn the whole island down. Burn it all up. Elon Musk got flamethrowers. Burn all that shit up. Fuck, no. That shit was nasty, man. Like, god damn, how the hell does something get like that? You know what had me thinking? I didn't even go front. It had me thinking because people be saying about New York, like, you can't get rid of the rats. Like, it's impossible. There's not a way to get rid of all the rats and mice in New York. I can't believe that. Well, I was wondering if that's what New York would look like if it wasn't buildings and subways and, you know, and sewers and shit. So I would really like to know how many mice are in New York, the city, compared to what was going on in Australia. But just looking at that video, and now they said, like, just a change in temperature of, like, 10 degrees would be able to enough to, like, wipe all of them out or most of them out. But, nah, I was just like, yo, bring out the flamethrower, burn this whole shit down. Burn the farm down, burn the fields, burn the buildings, burn it all down until we get rid of these motherfuckers. That shit look crazy.
Son, yes, that shit look like Ratatouille out there.
Yeah, when I first saw the video in the MX shit, cool mode, y'all got to check out the video. I know DJ C's already watched it. But, like, when I first turned on the video, and that's why I sent it to the group, because I thought it was that fascinating. I thought it was, like, one of those lights where you turn on outside, and it's, like, mosquitoes flying around. And I was like,
yeah, that's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, and I was like, hold on, where are the mice? And then, like, I went back and looked and realized that was the ground. And I said, I think my dream to visit Australia and go to the Opera House and go scuba diving on the Great Barrier Reef before it dies and it kills humankind, I think that's over. Because that was, it's bad enough that Australia got the worst spiders. They got the worst birds. I don't know why God hates Australia, but it's clear we're not supposed to live there. That mice video is crazy. So I'm just glad. I just wanted to touch on that. That's it. But
I'm mad that they got a gas can in the middle of all that joint, and nobody thought to use that to set the joint on fire.
So I don't know if you would even kill the mice with that. Like, it's that many.
You're gonna get some of them.
Like, the only things that would survive, are you watching a sex video?
No.
I think DJ
we watched the video.
You watching the video? No, I think DJ C. Siren just put on a porno. Oh, the mice. Oh, she's watching the mice video in Australia in the hotel rooms. So New Orleans is kind of the same way with roaches. Like, I saw a whole lot of rats in New Orleans, but the roaches were just ridiculous. I saw a lot of roaches, and there was a couple in our room. And I just didn't tell you about it because I didn't feel like going through the whole thing of finding another room, because from the smell of New Orleans, we wasn't getting away from it. And I love New Orleans. No shit. Shout out to New Orleans. But you know New Orleans is bad with rats when each hotel has its own cats to keep rats out. But this Australia video is different. So if y'all haven't seen the video, I advise you to go check it out. It's just pretty fascinating about, like, just rats will survive everything. Like, roaches and rats, I couldn't figure out what I was trying to say, are going to survive everything. All right, so MX for Money, Cool Mo D, y'all hopped on late. Anything in particular y'all want to talk about before I move on to the next topic? I always like to give my guests and family the floor.
Nah, I'm good, bro.
Okay, so big titty cartoon characters, are they a problem? So I had a conversation. So I hope, Blur, you don't mind me talking about this. But my brother had his son. He had to pop his son in the back of the head because he had big-breasted cartoon characters on his laptop. So he smacked him in the back of the head and was like, yo, if your mother sees this, like, she's going to be upset. Which I get. You know, women are probably more adverse reaction to it. But I said, yo, it's a cartoon character. They're not real breasts. What's the problem? Unless all he cares about is cartoon breasts. So, Blur, the floor is yours. I want you to explain this to me and the people. What is your problem with your teenager having cartoon breasts on his laptop?
See, I knew you was going to do this. I knew you was going to do this.
You know,
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with him having cartoon breasts or real breasts. I come on here all the time and say, shout out to titties. I'm with it. He get it from me. That's definitely my son. I'm 100% proud of him for that. Well, I told him, You can't have that kind of stuff in plain sight. It was, just for context, everybody, it was the background of his computer screen. He has a desktop computer with two 32-inch 4K monitors. And on the background is two, I don't know, cartoon elf chicks laying next to each other, each of them covering the other one's nipples. And then on top of that, cartoons, yeah, they're anime or whatever. They're not real. And then on top of that, his screensaver is a mosaic of just like some elf-looking anime character winking. And if you look at the mosaic, if you like look and see what it's made of, it's just made up of a bunch of other titty pics for him to make one pic of an elf. And so, I popped him in the back of the head, and I said, change that shit before your mom come down here and see it, and we both in trouble.
Hey, for context, how old is my nephew?
He just turned 17.
DJ C-Sign, what's the problem? Do you see a problem with any of this? You like these cartoon characters. You know some of them got big titties. They're fake. What's the problem? They're not even real titties.
It doesn't matter. The
pictures. They're drawn. They're lines and colors. What's inappropriate about? They're not even like plastic surgery fake titties. They're not the Kim Kardashians. These are just the boy is a heterosexual male. It's just a drawing.
Not as a screensaver.
What's wrong with it? So if he likes anime, if Blur doesn't mind his son watching anime, which has these characters in it, what's wrong with it? He's 17. You think he don't like titties? It's better. The reason why I say this, because if he had like his classmates' titties on her, I'd say okay, she's probably a minor, not a good idea. It's a cartoon that you like.
Still graphic. Let's not
do it. Are people really masturbating the cartoons?
Yes.
Who are these people?
They're out there.
Have you ever masturbated to a cartoon? No, homo.
Yo. Nah, but I was with Blur until I found out the new age. I guess that you said he was 17. I was like, yeah, that's a typical 17-year-old at that point.
Right.
I feel like he's in bounds to just like be factuated with some titties. Like, I don't know.
Have you ever masturbated to a cartoon?
Hell no. That's just weird. That's just weird to me.
Okay. Cool Mo D, have you ever masturbated to a cartoon?
That would be a no. Negative.
DJ C. Cyrus, have you ever masturbated to a cartoon?
No.
Blur, have you ever masturbated? I'm scared to ask Blur, because I know my brother. My brother might be the only one who'll be on here like, yeah, just a rabbit.
Nah, Blur, hell nah, but ever... I ain't going for it. Never
so
masturbated to a cartoon. But it's not, again, I'm not worried about him looking at it and seeing it, watching it, whatever it is. That's cool. You can't have it in public display for anybody who walks down the steps to see. Like, nah, put up something normal. You can watch that when you're on your own. That's fine. You don't have that out there just for your mom to come down and see. Your grandma could just walk in and see that. Nah.
Okay.
Oh, man, if
we'll
grandma
have that
find
discussion.
Out, then the whole family knows.
But it's just a character on a screen. So DJ T-Side, I just wanna have this conversation for first. I said, are people out here really masturbating the cartoon characters? I know nothing is absolute, so I know you're right. I'm pretty sure there are some people who look at cartoon characters and masturbate. But the majority of people aren't. We just went through everyone on the call tonight. None of us have done it.
Who looked at anime? How about you go back through there and say how many?
I've seen Transformers. That's considered anime. I listen to Lupe Fiasco. It's considered anime.
I don't know if Also,
Transformers is not considered anime, man. Cut that out.
Yeah, come on, yo. Transformers is not anime.
No, Transformers is from Japan.
Okay, what else have you watched since 1986?
Street Fighter.
Okay.
Mortal Kombat coming out with the what? I got bars, baby. I watch anime. None of us have masturbated to anime. Why are y'all worried about my nephew doing it?
And again, nobody's worried about him masturbating to anime. You can't have that on public display. You cannot. You just can't. That cannot be the background on your computer, especially if it's out where anybody can see it.
Does anyone else agree with him?
Playboy. It's the same difference.
I agree.
No,
I agree.
Playboy is real titties.
I agree.
These are
that it's
on, it's
is it just the object of titties? Then you know what? Women shouldn't be feeding their kids breasts. What do you call it? See, now, I've been drinking. Women shouldn't be breastfeeding in public, then. Now it's a whole different conversation. If he can't look at some Chinese drawn titties, then why can't son suck on your nipple in public?
Well, hold on.
Titties are a problem. I love titties.
That's the same thing. That's just gross.
I love titties. Why is it gross?
I think Blur is just saying the fact that they in public on in his house, not the fact that they're on the screen. If it was a laptop, let me ask you a question, Blur, just so I'm clear. If it was a laptop, and he had the same screen saver, would you have a problem with?
I don't think so. Well, and again, because you could close your laptop. You could close it.
Right.
You could put it away. Like, that's a little bit different. I probably would still tell him no, because you never know who you're going to be around. Like, I came over here before a couple hours ago. I said, yo, I don't even open up my Twitter when I'm in public, because I know what's be on my Twitter timeline. And I know if I open it up in public, anybody can see it, and I want to be respectful. I don't know what kind of kids is around. So I would say I would probably still ask them to take it down. I would say a laptop is a little bit more acceptable than two 32-inch HD computer monitors.
Right. Okay.
Is that all you got for me, MX?
Stay out of
this computer.
I think that I understand the concept behind knowing when and where to have that type of content. And if that's the message, then I think it's a fair one. Because I think
there's nothing wrong with breasts, but
no one's saying that it is. We're just saying that it's a time and a place, and where you should be having that shouldn't be where people like his mom can see it. And if it's public on 232-inch, I mean, you're going to see the daggone background. If it's his laptop, he can close it. It's kind of personal. Nobody else can see it. But I wouldn't want, you know what I mean, especially if it's in a public space, I can understand why he would say that.
But they're just okay. I'm not gonna re-harp on this. You're right. I don't believe y'all are right. I disagree with that, because if women can breastfeed in public, then I don't understand what's wrong with a kid looking at some cartoon titties with the nipples covered. Like, the nipples aren't even out. But you know, Blur's his dad, so you know we got to go with his judgment. I just thought it was a funny discussion because I don't understand the problem with a 17-year-old looking at some titties that aren't even out.
I guess we'll see in about, 12 years.
What happened in 12 years? Oh, with my 15. Son?
Yeah.
Look, I can't. Oh, DJ, she's tired. She looks good there. She got a little bonnet on. She ain't got no bra on. Her titties are sagging a little bit, but ain't nothing wrong with some saggy titties. DJ, she's tired showing me the Jackson wife pic.
Yo, post that in the group.
So DJ C-Siren, put that in the group offering message. All right, so Blur, you got anything else about your son looking at cartoon titties?
Nah, I'm all for it. I'm glad he's into titties. I'm proud of him.
Hey, let me ask you an honest question. And no one knows your real name. Well, a couple of people know your real name, but not everybody. I know your real name. Your son and your baby mother aren't anywhere listening, right? It's just us, right? Safe place?
I guess I'm cool either way.
And you can be as honest as you can, or you can not answer the question. I have no problem. Did you get a relief when you figured out that your son wasn't gay?
No, because I never really thought there was any question. I mean, like, and I don't know, because I've never been around gay little boys, I guess. So, like, my son been in the girls, like, as long as I can remember. And I tell him all the time, like, he used to get his dad used to start getting hard when Christina Aguilera came on the screen. Like, and that goes back to, like, I mean, a baby. So I knew then he was straight. So it wasn't that, it was never any question to me.
See, and because I am a father, hey, watch all background noise. Because I'm a father of a son, and because I have the mentality, again, this is my personal mentality, that people are born gay or not. It's just how I feel. I'm not telling anybody else to feel that way. I wonder how I'm going to react if my son is gay. I don't think he is, but I don't know. But he's not dating. He's not concerned about anything or anybody. Only thing he loves is sports and Roblox. But I also wonder if I have a little bit of bias or what do you call it? I guess apprehension. Like, if I figured out, oh, my son, he likes girls, oh, now I'm relieved. Like, is that fucked up? Like, if you're all, I'll always say that one of my greatest qualities is I always self-evaluate, right? I know when I'm being annoying to my friends. I know when, you know, I'm just in one of my moods. I always self-evaluate, right? And I always say, like, yo, the moment that I figure out, like, if my son is gay, if I'm disappointed, like, is that fucked up? Or if I, but then I look at it and say, okay, I'm going to accept him no matter what he is, right? It just is what it is. But if he turns out to be straight and I'm relieved, is that just as bad?
See, when you say fucked up or bad, those are like really harsh, I mean, knowledge. I don't think so. I don't think it would be fucked up or good either way. I think, all right, I think it's normal. Those are normal reactions. I mean, if you're a heterosexual man, which more than likely you are because you have a son, you probably want him to be heterosexual as well. So I mean, disappointed might be a strong word, but I could see it. Like, I mean, I don't care how progressive you are, especially if that's your only son or your only child, you're like, damn, I want my legacy to continue on. I want my bloodline to continue on. So I could see you being disappointed, at least as your initial reaction, to find out. I mean, that's still your kids. You're going to love them regardless in the end. But you're going to have that pain, that ting that's going to hit you a little bit. It's going to knock the wind out you at first, which I think is just normal.
Yo, you sound like a dude that has a son with that whole legacy talk.
Hey, speak up
that's,
a little bit,
that's, Max. That's your unconscious bias right there. Especially because whether he's gay or not, he can still have a baby with his sperm and link out with a female. Like, and use a sperm for your legacy to still continue. But as a girl dad, I left that conversation all the time, so I just had to point out your implicit bias of having a son. It came out so natural, too, and you didn't even know you did it.
Huh.
I mean, I heard it, and I get it. But, yeah, and again, because I have one son, and that's my only child. So, yeah, I thought about that, and I'm like, all right, yeah, I got lucky. I got lucky. I had a boy, and he's heterosexual, so I'm going to be a grandfather. Not saying that I couldn't be any other way, but I want it to be natural. I wouldn't want, like, my son to force it to be like, yo, I got to go have a kid. Like, I have friends from high school, chicks who be like, they're trying to get pregnant because their parents want them to have a kid. That just seems bad. Like, yo, you don't like dudes.
Yeah, I mean,
It's an interesting discussion. I mean, DJ C. Tyron, what do you think? Would you be relieved if our son is heterosexual? Would you be happy?
Yeah.
Would you just be disappointed if he was gay, and then when we went to go back and visit at your church that you grew up in, and the preacher condemned him for being gay and said he was going to go to hell?
Fire. That's kind of the...
Shout out to DJ C. Tyron's fire, father. House fell on him this week, and he survived. Shout out to my father-in-law. I love you. Please, please be safe. And I'm not exaggerating. The house fell on him. He's like 70. What's that, 78?
No.
He's 67, 68?
Off
a decade? 60. All right, it don't matter. That's bad right here. But a house did fall on BJ.
Oh,
70. Five.
Yeah, it
does. Okay, you don't matter. That's going to take a while. Not anything that, but I'm just saying, we're just going to be, 74. A house fell on DJ C-Tyre's dad, and he survived. So, shout out to my father.
He's not hurt.
But, so would you be relieved?
Is this my mother calling?
Is my mother calling, talking about a gay grandchild? Mom, is that you? Mom. Are you crying? Are you being kidnapped? Okay. I don't know if that's my mom or not. All right, I'll come back there. But go ahead, I'm actually, I mean, DJ C. Tyron, go ahead.
The road is more difficult that way for anyone that has, gay, queer, et cetera. And, it's just a harder life. So, you don't really want that for them, but you have to accept it. So, I mean, it's okay to not, I won't really say disappointed, but.
I mean, we're just having an honest conversation.
Well, just to say relieved if they are not.
If you don't have to deal with that stuff.
Yeah.
All right, I got my brother in line. My brother just called in. He's a computer buffer. Tighten up. Welcome to the offering, man. Glad to hear your voice. Brother, how you doing?
I'm great. How's everyone? Hope everyone is well.
Good. All right, you're off mute. We're here discussing gay kids. And if you're relieved if your kids are gay or not. Anything you came in on a weird
oh, man. Anything
you want to say to it?
Y'all might hate me for this, like real talk, but listen, I'm being all the way honest, brutally. Yo, my son tried to talk about that gay shit. Listen, we going to a strip club right then and there, and you getting forced some pussy, bro. Listen, you going to figure out a way to become a man tonight. Listen, my girls, listen, y'all need to experience, before you even deal with the same sex, experience being heartbroken and disrespected by a man first, before you just jump into the bed with the chick that got the same thing you got. Now, I know she may dress like a dude, and it's kind of cool now, but no, that's not, no.
Let me ask you this, and you're my big bro, and, feel free to answer it, not answer it, but you have kids, you have boys and girls, right? So now I'm just asking you this honestly. Again, feel free to answer, feel free not to answer it. So you say if you had a boy and he was gay, you'd be like, yo, I'm going to get you some pussy to see, if you're really going to be gay or not. I know how much you love your daughters, right? And just hear me out. And again, this is no disrespect. I love the kids. Can you honestly look at your daughter and say, I'm going to get you some dick tonight to see if you're really gay? Like, because I know you, you're not going to want nobody wants their daughter to have sex with another dude.
But for our boys,
we were like, yo, I'm going to get you some pussy, let you know how it feels, how good pussy feels. But for your daughters, and I'm extra got daughters, so it's like, yo, you're not going to be like, yo, I'm going to get you some dick, right?
Honestly, bro, I mean, listen, in the situation, I got dyke baby mamas. All right? I got dyke baby mamas. I'm going to tell y'all. I got dyke baby mamas. All right? Listen. I'm sorry. I would have to go grab a young dumb nigga and be like, yo, this is my daughter. Now don't get me fucked up. I still kill your ass. But yo, I need you to correct this problem that's going on. I need you going here banging this shit out. Yeah, I'm saying I need you to act like this is gonna be the last piece of pussy you get, because if you don't do it right, it might be the last piece of pussy you get. So I need you to knock this shit up, bro. Like, yo, listen. Go all in, my man. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I don't heard it all.
That's wild. That's look, a wild thing. Yo, that's like that, bro. That's a wild thing.
Yo, tighten up. No, I've seen the way you look at your daughter. I ain't got you ever telling a male that. I don't. And I love my daughters, bro.
Like, I love my daughters with every fiber of being in my body. I love all my kids, bro. And in today's world, this gay shit is acceptable. No, the fuck it's not. Yo, I will crack your ass thinking sticking your dick in another man's ass is cool. Putting your pussy on another bitch is not fucking cool. You want to get off? Tell that nigga to get hard, okay? You need some pointers about that shit? I'll take you to some whore-ass aunts that you got. Trust me. You can talk to your own mothers probably. They ain't forget that right. Bad. Just because they had a couple kids.
Yo, I gotta find out, yo. So are you looking at the piece first? Like, no homo. You looking at the piece like, yo, nah, that's too big for my girl. That's too big for my baby
yo.
Girl.
Hey, yo.
I was like, hey,
yo, hey,
that's too little.
Hey,
you don't turn
yo,
it gay with that one.
I'm dead up ass serious. Listen, I ain't trying to see what my man working with and everything. But listen, if you a nigga and you fucking, listen, go in there and bang. Yo, I don't give a fuck shit like a dude. Rip that shit off. Make her be a bitch again. It's real easy, my man. You can do it.
I'd have heard it all.
DJ, T-Sign telling me to move on. All right, good having you. Good having you tight now. Oh, miss you, big bro. Miss you. All right, so I guess that's it for that. What else you want to talk about? All right, so I guess we can talk about another section of big popular section of homosexuals, NCAA women's basketball. I'm not saying all of them. I'm not saying all of them, but we know they be recruiting. When my sister started playing basketball in high school, I said, hey, I don't mind gay people. Gay people don't bother me. You ain't gay. Don't let them get you. Because women's basketball, they be recruiting. And you talking about one of the greatest recruiting organizations out there? It is women's basketball. So the big story this week, shout out to all the gay women out there. Really gay people don't bother me. But the big problem this week is they were comparing the women's basketball tournament versus the men's basketball tournament and the amenities and the what's the word I want to use?
Weight room.
So, okay, but yeah, I guess that's the amenities. Facilities that are provided to the men versus the women. So the men got a whole nother gym with a big workout room. They got gifts, full course meals. And they showed the men's meals, and it was like the little, the buffet tables. And I was like, that's pretty dangerous for COVID. Like, at least the women's meals, even though it was a turkey sandwich, the jail turkey sandwich with the yellow slice of cheese, at least it was wrapped up individually. Like, in these times, that's probably safer than what the men were getting. Since it was a buffet line. But anyway, so a basketball player from Oregon posted, hey, look at the girls' workout facility. And it was like one rack of dumbbells compared to the men's facility. And it was an entire building of weight room and facilities, basically, to work out in, treadmills and all that other stuff. And they were saying that, why is the NCAA being so unfair to women? And me and DJ C-Sign talked about this earlier this week, and I was like, well, hold on. Before we jump to conclusions, we have to figure out where the money goes. Like, that's one of the main things that is involved in this. So how much do the men generate versus how much do the women generate, and how is that money allocated? Because when it comes to
it's not government, but when it comes to nonprofit organizations, money has to be earmarked for certain aspects, right? So then the good thing is people found this out. People found that, hey, the NCAA can spend such and such amount for the women's and such amount for the men's. And what we found out, without going through the whole long story, the NCAA was just keeping the women's money. Like, when you talk about, and again, I laugh at DJ C. Siren because she's a feminist and she calls me sexist, and I don't know how we get along. But when you talk about fucked up, like the amount of money that it was taken to give the NCAA women's teams just a facility, because they did it once the complaints came in. Like, they turned a whole hotel ballroom into a weight room for these girls. Like, the NCAA was just keeping the money, keeping it for profit. They were saying, hey, the women only need this amount, and we're going to – like, those turkey sandwiches, they could have gave them a spread. Like, the NCAA planned on making over $1.6 million, I believe, in revenue off the women's tournament. Like, $600,000 of that could have went to the women facilities, and they could have just made a million. I don't know how this isn't a bigger story and everyone's not fired. Because I get why the women should have lesser facilities than the men. They earn less revenue. We can talk about everything being equal. I get it. The women's tournament isn't even close to the men's tournament. It's not even competitive until you get to the Final Four. And I watch the women's basketball. Like, the games aren't even compelled, right? Four good teams in women's basketball. And that's about it. Whereas Oral Roberts is out here making history in men's basketball. That could mean that the men's basketball isn't good or, you know, at least it's compelling basketball. This has just been, like, highway robbery. Like, this has just been disrespectful for the women. And I don't know how we're, at this point in society, how people just aren't getting fired. Blur, did you update yourself on the NCAA women's bragging, and what you got on that? I thought it was appalling.
Yeah, man, I've been plugged in. At first, I wasn't surprised, and I think that's why no one's upset about it, or it's like not a bigger deal, because it's like we just expect or we just assume that women are being treated unfairly, and it's like, yeah, what did you expect? Like, yeah, they're being treated unfairly. To find out that they're not paying out the women, or not even the women, the schools, for the women's sports, it's fucked up. It is fucked up. Like, yeah, they already bringing in less money, so that don't mean you just get to keep it. That's fucked up. I mean, and that's the problem is, like, when we saw the difference in facilities, like the facilities versus the little weight rack, nobody was like, oh, yeah, that is messed up, but yeah, y'all women's sports. And because of that, it's like, I'm going to say it's never going to get changed or be a turnaround, but until people stop expecting women to be treated badly, no one's going to be outraged when they see that they are being treated badly.
PJ, she's sorry?
Yeah, it's messed up. I don't understand. I mean, look, you might say they're lesser athletes just because they generate less of money, but I would say...
No, that's not what anybody's saying. They're not lesser athletes. They just draw less eyes on TV.
But I would think at that level, a college athlete, no matter how much money is generated, you would expect there would be so many, you know, a certain level of amenity, especially at a...
Yes,
a
at that level, yes.
Right, at that level. So
yeah,
you
shouldn't just get the same dumbbells we got in this house.
Right. That's kind of beyond. That's beyond. I understand it might not be.
I don't mind turkey sandwiches. Yeah. Playing at Towson, and, you know, look, we weren't a big-time school, but our weight room was nice. Like, we had a nice turf field my second year. We got extra money to tell you. We got some terrible turkey sandwiches at the end of the game. But we had, like, cold chicken. Like, it was bad. Like, the day they said, oh, yeah, we stopping at Chick-fil-A, all y'all get $30, I thought we was lit.
No, I mean, I'm going to take it another level since you're I'm sorry. Even Steve Fung gonna talk bad about, we'll talk about even historically black schools.
I don't talk bad about black
schools. So, just about like amenities or just not putting as much money into the sports program.
No, that's true.
But even if, that's true, I'm sorry, 170 bills, that's not even something that you go see at the worst school. You're gonna find something better than that. That's just kind of ridiculous. It's beyond. So I'm glad, with social media out there,
she put that pressure on.
That's right. You can't escape that. At least somebody was upset enough to know that this needs to be done.
New York. New York, you went to sleep? I ain't even gonna hold you. MX, what you got? Can y'all hear me?
I agree. I mean, it is kind of fucked up, man. I mean, whether they don't produce the more or even equal the amount of revenue, I just think that from a facility standpoint, they all should. I don't understand why they just can't use the men's. How is it that
they're in different cities?
That's just crazy. I'm talking about
different parts of the city.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I thought sometimes they shared the city, but that's just fucked up though. All levels. So,
Cool Mo D, you got anything?
No, I agree. It showed a clear inequity of what we already see. We're fighting for equal pay. Can we just get equal workout equipment and equal food spread? It was awful. I'm glad she says. I'm glad she put it on the table.
Tighten up.
Yeah, well, I look at it like this, for a lot of you women out here, that are in the NBA, we actually have a cousin that is in the women's NBA, and it sucks because, the W is the only thing different in the NBA part, these girls actually go out here, they play hard, and I get it. Some of the games is whack and corny and ain't really worth watching, nor is it, very fun to watch. But that doesn't mean that they should be raped and robbed of their earnings and what they rightfully deserve as women of color or women, period. I don't think it should be as equal, but I definitely think they deserve a lot more credit and just due than what they get now.
All right, so no one feels like, they women, they don't deserve shit, they don't generate no money? No one feels like that? That's pretty good. Hey, I'm proud. I'm proud of the offer, man. Go ahead.
Listen, they women. They good for reproducing a lot, Maybe so much not the big money making, but they could definitely get some babies and.
Wait a minute! What?
Cook some fish.
are we going to land on our backs and produce some kids?
Listen. Y'all is women, right? There was a time where y'all understood what it meant to be, talked to. Now, y'all just want to over-talk everything, run everything. Y'all can't even lay on your back and take it correctly now. Now you got to argue about that. So, y'all only good for reproducing right now. Make a baby correctly. Then y'all can complain about your money not getting, y'all share rights.
I cannot support anything that you're saying,
He said right now in the California accent. He's serious.
Hold on. Would you say, hey, watch y'all background noise. Would you say New York? I didn't hear you.
He
He said right now in a California accent. That's how you know he's serious.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a little wild tying up. I would never say that to a woman. As a married man, I'm not going there. But hey, everyone has a right to express their opinion on the off ramp. So I am mad at you. Go ahead, Blur.
That was me.
No, that was me.
No, that
said,
was
that's
me.
The off ramp.
Oh, who's that? MXer?
Yeah, I said that's the off ramp. Yeah, that's not the off ramp. You're off the off ramp right there.
Yeah, I can't do that, man. I got to live here. Tighten up, don't. Man, you don't know
hey, listen, you married. I'm not married. Okay, so you say the wrong thing out of your mouth. You are definitely going to court, and yeah, buddy, listen, yeah, you, yeah, that little small fine print that you forgot to read about because she just had you feeling all good that morning when you woke up, yeah, buddy, yeah, that's that fine agreement right there. So you're a smart man.
I got yelled at. Like I almost got cursed out the night before our wedding. Yo, DJ C. Siren was still like selling stuff, and I was out there partying. I got yelled at, like, yo, where are you at? And I was like, yo, I'm at the bar. Like, bring your ass home.
Oh,
I said,
shit.
Why? We still got stuff to do. I said, yo, we getting married tomorrow. What else is happening? If it ain't done by now, fuck it. And she was like, no. And I said, all right. I have to tell my friends goodbye.
You've
been a story of my life since.
Yep.
That's why I wear my ring on the wrong finger, because I married the wrong woman. Oh, no. We had a great time. All right. So anybody got anything left on NCAA? We got about 5 minutes left. We got to go rapid fire. Anybody got anything? Tighten up. You joined us late. Anything you want to talk about?
Let's talk about how my Lakers going to win that game against them Sixers tonight. Hey.
How are you a Lakers fan? You're from Philly. Why do you hate every Philly fan? Every Philly fan.
Listen, you're from Jersey and you like Philly and been watching them lose forever. And you have not got over it yet?
What are you talking about? We just won a Super Bowl.
Well, you did not just win a Super Bowl. That was Tom Brady, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Last time I checked, y'all was green. Y'all didn't even make the playoffs. Don't do that. Don't do that.
All right, we can have a sports discussion when it's just us. But how are you a Laker fan?
I'm a Laker fan because Kobe was the greatest of all time, and none of y'all could do anything about it. And y'all was mad. Because he didn't want to play
Kobe's
for your
not
bum
even
team.
Kobe's not even
a Kobe's not a top what? Don't disrespect that man. Yo, don't disrespect that man's resume like that. Bro, don't do
hey,
that.
We'll have
don't
to,
do that
we'll
in public. You going
to
do that on public?
I know he's dead. He's not a top five basketball player of all time. But we'll
yeah,
have that discussion.
I'm hanging up. Bye. I can't talk to you. I can't talk to you no more. I'm taking my blood and I'm separating the cells. No. There's no way you can't say that. No. No. You
all
know
right.
sports just
so
like
we'll
I do.
We'll have that discussion next week. We gotta go rapid fire because we only got about 3 minutes. So I need your quick thoughts on the topics I'm presenting so I can close out last week's topics. Stymie checks. Good or a bad thing? New York, New York. Stymies. It's just stymies.
Stimulus.
Stimmies?
Stimulus.
I thought it was
stymies. Yeah,
stimmies. Okay.
Yeah.
New York,
yeah,
New York.
Hell
are
yeah,
they
that's a good thing.
Stymies or the stimmies?
They the stimmies. Hell yeah. Yeah, hell yeah. Give me my money. Give me my money. That's all I want. Give me my money. My shit coming in the mail right now, but I got my direct deposit set up for next time. Give me my money. Yeah, it's a good thing. Hurt.
Blur.
Yeah, yeah, man, I'm with it. Damn the repercussions. Hand out that money.
Yo, Blur asked me if it was cool if I would be with him to bring my guns to D.C. and storm the Capitol if he didn't get his check this week. That's the type of thing. Have extra. A good thing or bad thing?
Is what?
Is the stimmy, first of all, is it stimmies or stymies, and is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Man, I don't even see them bitches, so I don't, that's a bad thing for me.
Cool Mode D, what you got? That's because you rich.
Yeah, I have yet. I don't get semi, so I'm in debt.
Oh, you rich too?
You know what that like? You know what that laugh meant?
Ooh, that's a power couple. So we're going to call you Jay-Z and Beyonce.
A couple offshore accounts. You know she moved that money real quick. You see that laugh took a little long to come out.
So tight.
Yeah, see?
Hey, tighten up. Is it stimmies or stymies? And is it a good thing or bad thing?
It's a stymie. And hell yeah, it's a good thing. As soon as they send it and put it in my fucking bank account, it'd be a wonderful thing. As soon as I get that bitch, it can go blow it on a bottle. What the hell are you talking about? And it's about to be nice for the weekend.
All right, all right. So I guess everybody said STEMI except for me. And tighten up. All right, Nas winning a Grammy. Was it well-deserved, or should he have lost it? New York, New York.
Look, you already know how I feel about Queens, but you know how I feel about Queens, but you know what I mean? I feel like he deserved it. Nas been in the game for a long time. He need to get his flowers.
Blur.
Did Nas deserve it? Yeah. Should he have won this particular time around? I think it was a weak category, so, yeah, it was a toss-up, by the way.
Oh, I totally disagree with weak category. Oh, I might have to put a star next to this. We have to revisit that. That's blasphemy. M-Extra, what you got?
I feel the same way. I feel like it was long overdue. So, yeah.
So did he deserve it, or should he have lost?
I mean, I think he deserves it, but I just don't think that this time was his time. I think he could have won earlier with his earlier stuff.
Okay. Rich Como D, what you think?
No, I love Nasir Jones. Definitely deserving. I don't think this was the album that he should have got it for. I think there are previous albums that were more deserving of the Grammy than this one.
So you just support all cheating men, huh?
A woman? I support what?
Shit cheating woman.
Hey, y'all can't do this right now. We got to go. DJ T. Sire, did Nas deserve the Grammy or not?
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Kumo D, we'll get back to it. We got to get out of here. We got to finish this Kumo D, I promise you. M extra money to tell you I'm good with the side comments. We'll get back to you. DJ, she's tired. What you got?
Maybe not deserved this year. I mean, he's been overlooked, but that doesn't mean he did it only. He just released an album.
Tighten up? You think not deserved it?
No.
All right. I don't think he deserved it. I think Royce had the best album of the year, best rap album.
He did.
But we got to get out of here, man. Thank you all for calling in. It's been such a fun night. We got into a lot of good topics. Kumo D, thank you so much for calling in. I hope to hear your voice again. I really enjoyed you on the off-ramp. Tighten up. You got anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Hey, tell Shorty with the offshore accounts and shit, you know what I mean? I'm going to send her my account information and my route numbers and everything like that since, you know, she ain't in need of stimmies and shit like that because I need a couple extra stimmies. So if she don't mind, she could just send some of that extra money she ain't using to me.
All right, sounds good. Cool, more than anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
No offshore accounts in the Cayman Islands for me, though. But thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Make sure you join us again. MX or Money, anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Fuck the stemmies, man.
Yeah, you're a hater. But I'm with you. DJ C. Tyron, anything you want to say to the people?
Good night.
Oh, nice and simple. Blur, anything you want to say to the people?
Shout out to titties, real ones and fake ones. Shout out to the dudes out there who checking the piece sizes of whoever they're going to have. Fuck their daughters, man. Be on your job.
Look, I had so much to say to close out, but I can't compete with what Blur just said. New York, the floor is yours.
Look, I wasn't even going to say anything about this until that picture got posted in the group chat, but we got to discuss, like, the next week. We got to discuss the fit. We got to discuss the fit because it looked like she just really threw over that camel shirt directly over top of that fit and just hopped on live. I'm praying for her healing. Like, yo, she need to get better. You know what I mean? Her man's just cheated on her doing mad reaction videos over some stupid shit. Like, yo, I'm praying for her healing. Other than that, shout out to Raekwon and Ghostface, y'all, you know what I mean? Y'all made me go back in my drawer, turn on my Nextel, yo. That joint still chirped like you left the window still open on Sunday morning. You heard? Other than that, on a serious note, I do appreciate the conversations that we are really having. I'm learning a lot for it. Like one of the quotables today from a night, I think it was from Blur. Like, yo, I really, like, at this time in my life, I really wasn't even thinking about my legacy being carried on by a son or any type of children, you know what I mean? But not even on that note of where the world is at right now. And a lot of these things are coming a lot clearer, a lot to the front page of everything. It's making more people aware on these controversial topics. So I really greatly appreciate this conversation and the conversations that we have. But other than that, stay safe out here. If you get vaccinated, get vaccinated. If not, wear a mask. And socially distance, you heard?
New York must have smoked some good weed tonight. I've never heard him so mature in my life. And I put him on mute because I don't want him to comment anymore after that. I feel like the world is about to end now. The fact that that's how New York signs off. And we out of here, man. Until next week. She said, yeah, you better come out with it. Go ahead, girl, we got you surrounded. I'm in the back, changing my outfit. She said, Blitz, we will send the helmet. I said, wait, here I come. You boys be ready, cause here I come. She said, yeah, you better come out with it. Go ahead, girl, we got you surrounded.